Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. February 29th is Music Heals Mental Health Day at KEXP, where all day the station reads stories and plays listener requests of the songs that help people through their mental health struggles. In honor of Music Heals Mental Health, today in the podcast, we're going to revisit a conversation from 2021 from our Parents and Music series called Apparently. On this episode, Rachel Stevens speaks with Ella Voss about gaining success as a solo artist after becoming a mother and battling postpartum depression, and how that depression led her to write one of her most popular songs.
Lauren Salamone says that if she had never gotten pregnant, she would have never gone solo in her career. She was a touring pianist with other bands for years, but a kicking baby pushed her to want something more.
So I was touring with Borms, and we were in the UK, and I was about 7 months pregnant, maybe six. And I was sitting at a bar, not of just being really, really mad that I couldn't have a drink. And I realized that I was never going to be happy if I didn't perform my own music.
Lauren almost immediately decided to put out solo music under the stage name Ella Voss.
So I decided to quit my touring gig and write my own music. And my first song ended up being about my son and just the loneliness of being a new mom. White Noise was written while I was in, like, probably the worst of my postpartum depression, but not really, hadn't been diagnosed yet. My son was only 5 weeks old, and I didn't realize how, I mean, it was just early days. I had no idea how bad I was and that I was suffering. My husband at the time had left on tour. So I was also all alone. So I was all alone with this 5-week-old, and I was working with this producer, and like, I was telling him, like, I'm going to keep writing. So every day I was kind of like carrying this baby around, like writing lyrics in my head and just like jotting stuff down. And I was in his room, and I was so sick of the white noise machine. I was just like, and like, it wasn't working.
If you haven't had a child in the last decade and a half, you might not know that white noise machines are basically standard issue when you have a baby now. They are usually very soothing for babies because it sounds like they're back in the womb, but they're also usually pretty maddening for parents.
And I was so exhausted, and like, I just wanted Renee to go to sleep for a nap because I was so sleep deprived, and I was just crying, and started writing. I had the melody already, and I was trying to fit words to it, and I just wrote, like, because it's all white noise. Because it's all white noise swallowing me. And oh my gosh, it gives me, like, sorry.
No, I am tearing up, Lauren. Like, okay. I don't know. I'm just, like, feeling very emotional with you, and, like, kind of, like, also very kismet and justified that this song that I love is about this white noise machine that I hate.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
How did you find out that you were struggling with postpartum depression?
It was maybe when Renee was 9 months old. he wore me down with the breastfeeding. I hated breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. I hated it so much. And around like 9 months, I realized I was so unhappy that I just needed to stop breastfeeding. Like mm-hmm. I had been so hard on myself about it, which is, I think, really common.
Yeah.
And when I stopped, I realized like such a relief. I had just enough clarity that right then where I was like, I am not okay. Like I need help. I think I'd just been in denial about it. And yeah. So was everyone around me.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Because I would hint at stuff. I would hint at how I was feeling. And everyone would tell me, like, you're just tired. But I did realize, like, I'm not okay. But I decided, like, I was just so stubborn. I was like, I can do it on my own. Mm-hmm. And I'll just do it with music. And I'll do it through my music. And I, like, talked about that in, like, interviews.
At this time, Lauren was giving tons of interviews for her new first album, The Words I Never Said. She was putting on the facade of having it all together. She was saying that it was hard, but that she could do it on her own. And this is a common expectation that parents, mothers especially, put on themselves. I know how lonely this struggle feels, but I'm learning that I'm not alone, that you're not alone, that almost 1 in 5 mothers in America experience clinical postpartum depression. That means that they actually went and talked to a professional about it, and that 70 to 80% of women go through some kind of hard time mentally after giving birth. That's a ton of us. So when her son Renee was about a year old, Lauren finally got on antidepressants. This wasn't the end of her mental health journey. This was actually maybe just the beginning.
So I have my son. I have postpartum depression.
Your partner's on tour.
My partner goes away on tour for like 6 months on and off. Oh. I already, to begin with, didn't want to have a baby.
Really?
So, no.
That is so interesting. Was it an accident?
Yeah, it was an accident. Mm-hmm. I was already thinking that I was not going to stay with my ex. Mm-hmm. Like, I already was like, I don't really want to be married to this person. Mm-hmm. And then I got pregnant. So I was like, well, I'm going to make it work. And, you know, it'll be a good thing. It'll fix things. It'll make me want to be in this relationship. So I told myself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I already didn't want to have a baby. But then I have a baby. I kind of like push myself into, you know, mom world. Mm-hmm. I have success with White Noise. I go on my first tour and I find out that I have lymphoma, which is a type of blood cancer, and it's in my spleen. And I keep doing the tour, but I'm extremely sick. And I had been sick up until like on and off this entire time, like always getting sinus infections and just getting run down and just being exhausted. So finish this tour and then went into cancer treatment right after that and kind of for the like first time got to like rest and mm-hmm. sleep. And I got to lay around and I got to be alone. I realized during that time that like I needed to make drastic changes in my life.
The clarity from this time led to Lauren and her husband mutually deciding to divorce. While finishing up treatment and going through a divorce, Lauren also found out that she had an immune deficiency that was the reason she was getting so many infections. This is all after suffering from postpartum depression and a cancer diagnosis. Through all of this, Ella Voss was putting out a second album, aptly named Turbulence, which came out last year in 2020.
It's about like going through it and coming out better on the other side and celebrating that.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I do feel like a very much like a rule of threes kind of vibe and thing around a lot of things, but this, it, like, now you're working on your third album.
Yes.
Do you feel like this is like a trilogy or like a beginning, middle, and end kind of
thing
for your life?
It is.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, I just love how you said that.
In this third chapter, Lauren is refocusing her sights after a ton of turbulence. And she owes a lot of this clarity to therapy, which she said literally changed her life.
I learned that my feelings were okay, which I really didn't let myself trust my intuition, trust my feelings. Kind of was always telling myself that I didn't know what I felt. And so we did a lot of therapy around my postpartum depression. Like, that took years to get to the point where I'm not like stressed and anxious. You don't know about me. You don't know how hard I try. You don't know about me. Why the hell should you decide? You don't know about us. Through that, I like faced my depression. Like, I had been depressed for over a decade, and yeah, finally faced that and started taking medication for that. Just going to therapy through my entire divorce, like, helped so much with like co-parenting. And now I look back and I'm like, I don't know how I would have survived without a therapist. Like, I just don't know how, there was a point where I was like almost suicidal, and I really feel like strongly that everyone should have a therapist and that it should be accessible to everyone.
Through being able to finally feel her feelings, Lauren discovered new brightness in her life. She fell in love with an old friend who is also a musician, and they got married in October. And how is her son, Renee, doing through all of this?
He's doing so good. I think it was a challenge when we first divorced and we were, you know, when I was alone. And then having this new person in his life and the pandemic starting, like, was probably a lot for a four or five, six-year-old. But he seems to be thriving now. And he loves music, and so he has two dads that are both musicians, and so he's just loving learning guitar, and he's going back to school now, and he's really happy.
Renee is six now. Looking back at the past 6 years, I asked Lauren if she had any advice for new parents, you know, asking for a friend.
Yeah, I think it really, it's cheesy, but it literally takes a village.
It does.
And I think being open to having help is really, really important and something that I wish we were more open to.
Ironically, when Lauren was going solo was when she needed her village, her community, more than ever. Lauren had been depressed for about a decade, but what postpartum depression does is it adds this weight onto your life that pulls you down deeper into the darkness. So whatever you've got going on, postpartum depression just makes it heavier, making it almost impossible to keep your head above water.
Yeah, it's a really huge step to acknowledge that you're feeling down. And I feel like in doing that, you're already doing something good for yourself. So I feel like you should be encouraged that you're taking a step.
In acknowledging that Lauren needed help, she was able to find her lifeboats. Lauren taught me that living life to the fullest, as a parent, as an artist, as a partner, means getting help where you need it and even where you want it. I'm Rachel Stevens. I struggle with postpartum depression, and this is Sound and Vision for KEXP. Cause it's all right.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.